Yud Zayin Nissen, 17th of April, HaBocher Rafael Chai Abraham, the third Beis HaMikdosh.
Mishus Avi Meiri. Moshe Tikkun Lehem Yisrael, Shiu Shailin V'Dershin, Hilchis Chag B'Chag, Hilchis Pesach B'Pesach. And regarding the first day of Chol HaMoed Pesach specifically, we have a Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed and Sukkah Daf Mem Aleph Omed Aleph. Hiskin Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai. Mishnah tells us two of the ten takonos that Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai made at the time of the Churban that Klal Yisrael would observe now that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. The first one we're all familiar with, Barishena Hayalulub Nitub Mikdash Shiva of Medina Yoim Echad. We know that outside the Beis HaMikdash, the mitzvah Netilas Lulav, Midrash is only on the first day. Lekachtum Lachem Biyam Harishon. Nevertheless, Hiskin Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai that Bezman Hazeh we shake Lulav all of Sukkos Zeicher Lemikdash. The second takana is v'shiyehe yom heinef kulei osa. The entire day of heinef of tenufa is also ba'achilas chadosh. We know that chadosh is also in the Torah. V'lechem v'koli v'charmel leisoichlu ad etzem hayom hazeh ad haviyachem es korban elikeichem. When is that korban brought? Mimorchas haShabbos inifenu hakoyim. The day after Yom Tov, i.e. the first day of Chol HaMoed Pesach, which is actually yesterday because Netz Yisrael today is the second day of Chol HaMoed. From the moment that the korban is brought, so it becomes mutter everywhere to eat chadosh. But if someone lives outside Yerushalayim, he doesn't know exactly when that korban has been brought. Harechoykin, they can eat from chatzos. Why? She'ein beisdin misatzel madovon. You can be sure that by the time chatzos comes, beisdin have already brought the korban ha'omeh. Bizman hazeh, we don't have a beis hamikdash, so we don't have the korban to be matir the Issa Chadosh. Instead, the Yoim itself is matir. Mishehea Mizrach, it becomes mutter to eat Chadosh, which is actually a Kula. The Gemara Menachos learns this out from Sukkim. So there are three times when Chadosh could become mutter, either from the time the Korban is brought, or if you live outside Yerushalayim, from Chatzos, Bezman Hazeh, already first thing in the morning. Rabbi Yechon Mizak, a minute takona, Shehe Yom Heinef Kulei Osa. The Bezman Hazeh, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, the entire day of the 16th is also Bachilas Chadosh. We can only start eating from the Tuvah Chadosha on the second night of Chol HaMoed Pesach. Why? Says the Gemara that he was choshesh that if we, the Golos, become accustomed to eating Chadosh first thing in the morning, which Midirai says 100% Mutah, then in the year that the Beis HaMikdash is built, we'll make the mistake of thinking that last year we ate Chadosh for breakfast. So we can do the same again this year, but it's not true. Because last year we didn't have a Beis HaMikdash, and therefore the Yom is Matir. But now that we have a Beis HaMikdash, we have to wait for the Korban to be brought. And therefore, Yimine Takonashi, Hey Yom Heinef Kulei Osa, that we will never eat Chadosh on the 16th, we'll only begin eating from the Tuvah Chadosha on the 17th. Then the Gemara asks, why did he make the entire day Osa? Why didn't he make the Takona just till Chatzos? Because anyhow, when the Beis HaMikdash is built, by the time Chatzos comes, the Korban has already been brought. The Gemara answers, he was choshesh, or anticipated, Mehero Yibone HaMikdash, that the Beis HaMikdash would be built suddenly. And in the 24 hours or so, immediately preceding the 16th of Nisan, such that by the time the 16th of Nisan comes, there is already a Beis HaMikdash standing, and Chodosh will not become Muta until we bring the Korban Ho'emer. But Beis Din will be overwhelmed because they have to restart the Avodah. You need Kohanim, Big Day Kohuna, Chinuch HaMizbeach. They'll have a long list of things to do that day, and very high on that list will be to bring the Korban HaOmer, which has to be brought today. But this time, it won't be brought by Chatzos. Maybe it'll only be brought a few minutes before Shkia. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan Mizakai's takana was that the entire day, the 16th, would be also Bachilas Chodosh. Then the Gemara clarifies this Gezerah. If the Beis HaMikdash were to be built any later, i.e. sometime, let's say this morning, after the morning of the 16th of Nisan, then by the time sunrise takes place on the 16th, then Chodosh is already Mutah, because the Beis HaMikdash is not yet standing. So for that, you would need to make a takona. If the Beis HaMikdash was built earlier, i.e. Erev Pesach, so then Erev Pesach would be a very busy day, and the first day of Pesach would also be busy. By the time the 16th comes, there's no reason why they can't bring the Korban HaOmer before Chatzos. So again, you don't need to make that takona. The whole Gezerah of Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai exists only in the possibility that the Beis HaMikdash is built either on the first day of Pesach or on the night that follows, i.e. the first night of Chol HaMoed, which ironically are two times when the Beis HaMikdash could not possibly be built. Says Rashi, we know that Ein binne bis hamikdash deche yomtiv. It's a gemara in Yevamos Tavov. It's a gemara in Shavuos. And the night that follows is no better because ein binne bis hamikdash balayla. Shenema v'yoyim hokem bis hamishkan. V'yoyim v'loy balayla. So why was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai choshesh that the bis hamikdash should be built at a time when it could not possibly be built? Says Rashi, Hani mili binyan haboni bidei Adam. The first two Bati Mikdash, which were built bidei Adam, they can't be built on Yom Tov or at night time. Aval Mikdash ha'osid she'onu mitzapin bonoi u'meshuchlal hu yigala. It's already built. V'yovim yishomayim she'nema Mikdash Hashem kunin yodecha. And therefore, that can take place even on Yom Tov and certainly at night time. That's how Rashi learns this Gemara, and so too the Ritva, and also Tosfos, who adds a few words, V'chein mufurish b'tanchuma. Now, we don't have this Tanchuma, it doesn't exist in our editions, but apparently the Tanchuma that Tosfos had said something to that effect, and that perhaps was also the Makor for Rashi, that may be where he got it from. Ad kan the Gemara in Sukkah. The Rambam, Hilchos Melachim Perek Yud Aleph, tells us how to identify who is Moshiach. V'im yamoid melech mibeis David, Hoyga b'Torah v'oisik b'mitzvus k'David Aviv k'fi Torah shebiksav b'shebal peh v'yochiv kol Yisrael leilich bo v'yelochim milchames Hashem hareze b'chezkas shuhu Moshiach. But he's not Moshiach vaday. Before we proclaim him to be the Melech HaMoshiach, he needs to prove himself. Im osa v'hitzliach v'nitzeach kol ha'umois shesevivov uvono mikdosh b'mkoymoy. And Moshiach builds the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, the Kibbutz Nidchei Yisrael, Harei Zeh Moshiach Bevadai. And in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Perek Aleph, the Rambam writes, HaKoil Chayovin Livnois Ulesaid Ba'atzmon Uvmamoinom. Every person is Mechoyev, Livnois to build, Ulesaid and to assist, Ba'atzmon Uvmamoinom, Anoshim V'noshim. Not just Moshiach, but together with Moshiach, everyone will build the Beis HaMikdash. In the same way that Shlomo HaMelech built the first Beis HaMikdash together with 150,000 Geirim and Chirom and his Avadim. And same way the Moshe Rabbeinu and Bezalel built the Mishkan together with Kol Chacham Lev, so too, Moshiach will oversee or bring about the Binyan Bayis Shlishi, but Klal Yisrael will actually build it. Clearly the Rambam understood that we're not going to wait for the Beis HaMikdash to come from Shemayim. Adarabba, we have a mitzvah and a chiyuv to build it. What's not so clear-cut B'shittas HaRambam is what we see in Sefer HaMitzvahs, where after the Resh Mem Ches, Mitzvahs Asei, the Rambam writes that among all the Mitzvahs Asei that I've just enumerated, you will find that some of them are Mitzvahs Shehein Choyva LeTzibur, they're given to the Tzibur as a whole, Lo LeKol Yochid V'Yochid. And then he gives three examples of Mitzvahs that are given to the Tzibur, but not to the Yochid. One of them, L'Hachriz Zarish LaMolik, number one. L'Hokim Melech, number two. And the third one is Livnois Beis HaBechira. So here the Rambam tells us that the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash is a chiyuv on the tzibur, lo lekol yachid v'yachid. Yet in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, we are told, hakoil chayovin, every person's mechuyev, livnois, to build, anoshim v'noshim. And so many achronim have offered various ways to be miyashiv this stira, and I think the place to begin is to ask, what is a chuyvas tzibur? Who is the tzibur? Who is the tzibur if not for the yechidim that make up the tzibur? A tzibur is not an abstract entity that I can say, the tzibur is mechuyev, but you and me are not mechuyev. If the tzibur are mechuyev b'mitzvah, if there's a chiyuv hamuteles al tzibur, then every yochid as part of that tzibur is mechuyev l'kaimoy, as a davar poshut. And so the mitzvah of binyan beis hamikdash could be a chiyuv al tzibur and a chiyuv al yochid. What does the Rambam mean when he says, loy l'kol yochid v'yochid, libi yomeli, that these three examples are mitzvahs which every person can be mekayim, but not by himself. No person is going to build the entire Beis HaMikdash. Klal Yisrael collectively will build the Beis HaMikdash. It necessarily requires the cooperation, the shutvus, of a tzibur to complete the mitzvah. With most mitzvahs, if we do it b'shutvus, if I eat half a kezayis matzah and you eat another half a kezayis matzah, and between us, a kezayis of matzah has been eaten, neither of us have been yotze deichova. But the mitzvah of binyan beis hamikdash is the mitzvah on the tzibur. Klal Yisrael will build the beis hamikdash. Every yochid will only be mishtatef; he'll only do a single chelik. V'yaseir mizu, I could be yotze my chiyuv even without actually building. Think about it. Someone has to bring the materials and make the tools. Someone has to pay for it. The mitzvah to actually build is on Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael collectively will actually build the Beis HaMikdash. But on the individual level, for one person it will mean to actually build, another person will be making arrangements, drawing out plans, another person will write a check. And that's what the Rambam says. Hakol chayovin livnois to build ulesaid and to assist, ba'atzmon themselves, uva mamoinom, to contribute financially. Every effort that's required to build a Beis HaMikdash calls the achnis in the mitzvah livnois Beis HaBechira. And so the chiyuv on the tzibur is to build and to complete the Beis HaMikdash, while the chiyuv on kol yochid v'yochid is to contribute, to be mishtatev, each person in his own way. But al kaponim we see from the Rambam that Klal Yisrael are building the Beis HaMikdash. It's bonu bidei odom, not bidei shemayim, unlike Rashi and Tosfos and the Ritva that we saw earlier. And so we have a machlekes rishonim. But halavai, it was that simple. First of all, how's the Rambam going to explain our Gemara? How is it possible that Rabbi Yochanan Mezakeh was choshesh that the Beis HaMikdash could be built bidei odom, by us, on Yom Tov or at night time? More than that, the Rambam can argue with Rashi and Tosfos, but it's not so simple to argue with the Medrash Tanchuma. Whereas Shittas Rashi is even more difficult to understand. Maseches Midas tells us the dimensions, the measurements, Tzuras Habayis V'Tchunosei. According to Rashi, it's got no relevance at all, because the Mikdash HaOsid is Boni B'dei Shemayim. More than that, we find Rashi is Sosa Divrei Atzmoi many places, and one of them is just 11 blatt later in Sukkah Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis. But the Gemara tells us that Zechariah said, "Vayireini Hashem Abaruch Haroshim." Hakadosh Baruch Hu showed me four Haroshim, four craftsmen. Who are these craftsmen? Manin Hu Abaruch Haroshim. Omar Reb Chana Babizna, Omar Reb Shimon Chasida, Mashiach Ben David, Mashiach Ben Yosef, Eliyahu VeKohen Tzedek. Who's Kohen Tzedek? Malki Tzedek Melech Shalem, otherwise known as Shem. So we have Shem, Eliyahu Novi, Mashiach Ben Yosef, Mashiach Ben David. Why are the Mashiachs described as Haroshim, craftsmen? Says Rashi, Mashiachim Shneem, Haroshim Lebinyan Beis HaMikdash. Mashiach needs to be a craftsman because he's going to build the Beis HaMikdash, which sounds like the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim, that Mashiach is going to build the Beis HaMikdash. And so the Achronim have attempted to explain this Machlekes in different ways. I'd like to share with you a very beautiful approach that comes from a very unlikely source. It's a Chuvas Maram Shik in Yeridea Simen Reshit Gimel, discussing something completely different. In the middle, he digresses to talk about Asugya. And he points us to a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadi Chesamet Aleph. Rabbi Shua ben Levi Rami. Rabbi Shua ben Levi pointed a stira within one posuk. HaKotoyin Yelo Elef, Ba'atzu'ir Lagoy Otzum, Ani Hashem, Be'ito, Achishena. In its time, I will hasten it. If it's hastened, it comes early. If it's Be'ito, it comes in its time. Says Rav Shmuel Levi, Zochu Achishena, Loi Zochu Be'ito. Next line of the Gemara, another member of Rav Shmuel Levi, another pasuk, another stira. This time Daniel says, Va'aru imanone Shemayo, and I saw with the clouds of Shemayim, Kvar Inish Osa, a man-like figure approaching, describing Moshiach. Uchsiv in Zechariah, Tzadik V'noisha Hu, Oni V'reichev Al Chamor. Zechariah described Mashiach as a poor person riding a chamor, very different to the Mashiach that Daniel described coming by Anoni Shemayo. Says Rav Shmuel Levi, Zochu if Klal Yisrael Azoicha im Anoni Shemayo. Mashiach will come benisim v'niflois. Loi Zochu, if we're not Zoicha, Mashiach will still come. But this time, only v'orecha v'al chamor, v'derech ha-teva. Dehainu, there are two eifanim, two ways in which the Gula ha-asida could unfold. If Klal Yisrael Azoicha, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring Mashiach early, Achishena, and he will come b'nisim v'niflois, b'anoni shemayo, and the Beis HaMikdash will be built b'dei shemayim. If Klal Yisrael are not zecha, to the same extent, then Mashiach will still come b'ito, rechav al chamor, b'derech ha-teva, and the Beis HaMikdash will be built by us, b'dei Adam. What does it depend on? Klal Yisrael, zochu or lo zochu. And therefore, Rashi was explaining the Gemara. How is it possible that the Beis HaMikdash could be built on Yom Tov at night time? Says Rashi, it's possible. If Mashiach comes b'achishenu, v'nisim v'niflois, and the Beis HaMikdash is built with Deshamayim, that can take place even on Yom Tov, and certainly at night time. It won't necessarily be that way, but we hope it will. Meheri Yibon HaMikdash. Mashtaik in the Rambam is a Sefer Halacha. What's Negel Halacha is, in the event that we are called upon to build the Beis HaMikdash, so then we have to know the dinim of how to build it. And likewise, the many seemingly conflicting psukim throughout Nevi'im and Ksuvim describing the Gula Hasida and the Machlekes between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, whether Ein Bein Olam Hazeh, Bimoyis HaMashiach, Ela Shiv Machas Bilvad, or whether we will see Nisim, Bimoyis HaMashiach, we in a sense can be Machriya this Machlekes. Our Schusim will decide when and how the Beis HaMikdash has been built. We're just about out of time. Kolu Kol HaKitzin. But one can't help noticing that it would seem from Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's Takona that the beginning of Pesach is a time when Klal Yisrael are more likely to be zeicher to the Geula of Achishenu, that we could even expect the Beis HaMikdash to be bonui bidei shamayim. And if we haven't yet been zeicher to witness the Beis HaMikdash betifartei, at least we've been mekayim to some extent zeis teiras habayis. Ukashem shebenisan nigola aviseinu kach benisan ubenisim nizkel higoel ukimetzei seinu meretz mitzrayim yarenu niflois bimherov yamenu amen.